Democrat Raphael Warnock torched for hosting Fidel Castro in 1995. By Sean Moran on November 11, 2020. Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and Marco Rubio, RFL, torched Georgia Senate Democrat candidate Raphael Warnock for hosting Cuban dictator Fidel Castro in 1995 during a rally on Wednesday. Rubio and Bonnie Perdue, Senator David Perdue's RGA wife, held a rally at the Cobb County, Georgia, GOP headquarters. Rubio and Loeffler slammed Warnock during the rally for his church hosting Castro. "I'm reminded of Senator Loeffler's opponent. True story, 25 years ago he was a pastor at a church in New York that invited Fidel Castro to speak," Rubio said. "They cheered him wildly, think about that, now 25 years later. One of the pastors from that church wants to be the U.S. Senator from Georgia." "Not all Democrats are socialists, but all the socialists are Democrats," Rubio added. Loeffler said, "We do have a choice between socialism and the American dream." Marco is exactly right. Raphael Warnock celebrated Fidel Castro in his church. He has a Marxist ideology. The rally follows as Breitbart News reported that Warnock criticized white evangelical Christians and Catholics for supporting President Donald Trump during a speech in 2016. Warnock also called Trump a fascist, racist, sexist, xenophobe. He said, 8 years after Obama's rise and rights exile as persona non grata in the minds of those who do not know him or his ministry, the provocative speech of the prophet Jeremiah, preached that Sunday years ago about confusing God and government, haunts and hangs over our current condition. As his former church member in this very moment as I stand welcomes today to the White House as his successor a man who rose to political prominence by fanning the flames and funky stench of our ugly racial past. By arguing that this black man, no matter how accomplished, brilliant or dignified, could not be a legitimate American president. And that his black family descended of slaves had no right to be there in the first place. He added, "Today President Obama will welcome to the White House a president-elect who ran as a fascist, racist, sexist, xenophobe." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.